Your life's happening at its own pace, of its own accord, and the way it must happen. Someone recently asked me whether I believe in Vastu, Feng Shui, and astrology. Now, I firmly believe that astrology is a science, and I respect both Vastu and Feng Shui. I do consult astrologers, but approaching anyone or anything thinking they can solve your problem or it can solve your problem is wrong. Vastu and Feng Shui can at best correct the flow of energy in your living and working spaces. Astrology can help you understand the cause for turbulence in your life and tell you how long the turbulence will last. None of these crafts or sciences, the way you want to look at it, can change your life for you. And if someone is telling you they can alter your life's course, then I'm afraid they're leading you up the garden path. You have to go through whatever life has planned for you. I've learned from life that the master plan has no flaws. At best, a science like astrology can help you make sense of this inscrutable life. But beyond that, you must and you have to live through, experience and learn from your life. Once your inner awareness grows, when you evolve spiritually, you will stop looking for validation from external reference points. This is my learning. You will then, like me, begin to believe that everything happens at the right time. Good or bad are labels that we human beings place on events and situations. In life, really, if you think about it, there is no concept of a good time or a bad one. So why agonize over things, events and people because we seek instant gratification? In an SMS or WhatsApp generation, this is even more starkly evident. Everyone wants everything now and fast. Practicing mindfulness, enjoying every breath we take, every morsel we eat, every sight we behold is the best way to live. This doesn't mean you must not be ambitious or aggressive. This means don't rush through life. Don't stress over it. Learn to be patient. Everything happens to a plan. And just because we are not aware of that plan, it doesn't mean that there isn't a plan. Kabir, the 15th century weaver poet, has said this so beautifully. Dheere dheere re mana, dheere sab kuch hoye, mali siche sau ghada, ritu aaye phal hoye. It means, slowly, slowly, O mind, everything happens at its own pace. The gardener may water with 100 buckets, but the fruit arrives only in its season. So go easy with your life. Don't let anyone tell you they can make it better for you. Know that everything's fine and is exactly the way it should be. As I tell you the story, I'm reminded of what happened to me eons ago in Jaipur. Our neighbor, a Sikh, a Sardar, had this interesting experience and I was witness to that. His last name is, Aneja. I must have been barely 9 years old when this incident happened. We all used to sleep on the terrace at night in summer to beat the 40 plus degree desert heat in Jaipur. Past midnight one night, a telegram arrived for Aneja. He read it out aloud. Burglary in Delhi house. Rush immediately. He reflected on the message briefly as everyone who was awake crowded around him. And then he exclaimed, Sab kuch changa hai ji, chalo jao so jao. Savere chalenge Delhi. Which meant, all is well, go back to sleep everyone, I'll leave for Delhi tomorrow. The next morning, my dad asked Aneja, before he left for Delhi, Are bhai Aneja, how is it that you were so calm even after you came to know that your house has been burgled? Pat came Aneja's reply. Sir ji, what had to happen had already happened. What was I going to do ruining my sleep? Sab kuch changa hai is a good way to live life. Zero complications. That lesson has stayed with me. Thanks to the cathartic, transformational experience I'm going through now, I've learned to live my life fully, knowing that always, whatever be the issues, whatever circumstance or problems lie ahead of me or I'm placed in, sab kuch changa hai ji.